9 minutes before the 7 o'clock hour on this Monday morning. Beautiful day it is, folks. May 26th of 69. The year 69 will not be forgotten by some 800 seniors. Kelly Walsh and NCHS receiving their certificates of graduation tonight after a great weekend of prom activities that, I think it was Natrona, had their prom last Saturday, and a week ago, of course, Kelly Walsh. Baccalaureate services held last night, and tonight's the big one. Mercy. You remember when you graduated? If you're, you know, one of those of us who have graduated, what a night. Oh, I don't even want to think about it. Stayed out so late and everything, gee whiz. Never mind. Partly cloudy through tomorrow, widely scattered afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms in the Mile High City as the outlook continued warm today and tonight, a little cooler tomorrow. High today once again in the mid-80s, yesterday's high was 85. Low tonight near 50, our low last night was 46. We have mostly sunny skies in the Casper area. Here at Katy, our relative humidity reading standing in at 60%. Sunny skies, not a cloud to be seen, nor a wind gust to be heard. That excites you this morning. But if you're not out of the rack yet, boy, it's a great day. Sunshine in 7 before 7, currently 54 degrees. Good time for a Katy classic, Mr. Andy Williams. A fool never learns, Andy.
A fool never learns to get away, just run away. Before his heart begins to break, I'm gonna do
Mr. Andy Williams at 5 and a half, before 7 o'clock in the morning time. We do have a correction. Tonight is the graduation for NCHS, 7:30 p.m. Tomorrow night, it's Kelly Walsh. Okay. Gee, I can see the graduates of Kelly Walsh saying,
oh, I slept a whole day.
But not really, folks. It's NCHS graduation tonight, 7:30. Tomorrow night, Casper Kelly Walsh. And weather permitting, and it probably won't, but weather permitting, NCHS may have their graduation ceremonies outside in the stadium, which would be a real change of pace. They have scheduled the ceremonies for the gym tonight. They're trying to psychologically fake out the weather because they've scheduled it for the stadium before, and it's rained. So they go inside. So tonight they scheduled it inside. They want to have it outside in the stadium. Maybe they'll have it tonight. 7:30 NCHS. Tomorrow night it's Kelly Walsh. Thank you very much, Jerry Jones, for calling. Straightening us out on that. 85 the high yesterday and should be the high today. Somewhere in the vicinity anyway.
Gentlemen, start your engines. With those words, the Indianapolis 500 will be underway. Spaniel Ford, 3333 CY Strip, invites you to listen to the race Memorial Day here on Katy Radio. Spaniel Ford, home of Autolite, the finest parts available for your automobile. That's why so many of the racers in the Indy 500 use Autolite. See Spaniel Ford for their complete selection of oil filters, plugs, points, and other items. Spaniel Ford on the CY Strip, the Indy 500 sponsor on Katy.
Do you believe in magic?
Be at the Industrial Building, Saturday night, May 31st. It's Magic from Denver. Magic heading for a six-week tour of Japan. Last stop, Casper. Saturday, May 31st, Industrial Building starts at 9 p.m. Wear anything. It's Magic. So stay rowdy. Saturday night, May 31st. Go grazing in the grass on a Monday morning by the Friends of Distinction. CBS News in 3 minutes. Right after this song, in other words. Stay tuned, more good sounds coming up.
Just watching as the world goes.
Glad you joined us for this Monday Larry Wakefield show. Underway now. We'll be back in 10 minutes following CBS News, which is next, followed by the Wyoming News, then the complete morning weather. 7:30 Earl Nightingale, 7:43 Sports Scoreboard. Moments of Destiny, 7:45, and lots of great sounds from Katie and Casper. Our time, Mountain Daylight, 7 o'clock.
This is CBS News. Thoughts from outer space. Astronauts sum up their mission as they approach re-entry and splashdown. Vietnam developments. U.S. discloses two more offensive operations, and Tony Sargent reports on forthcoming trip by President Tu.
But nothing is impossible, and I think the future of manned spaceflight...
And in Los Angeles, one day of campaigning remains before the voters decide tomorrow between incumbent Sam Yorty and Thomas Bradley for mayor.
A car is to tie on old shoes and start a new life together in. A car is to bring home a new baby in and see kids off to a senior prom in. A car is not to complicate your life with. That's why there's a GMAC, General Motors Acceptance Corporation, to finance cars, trucks, and appliances. For us, it's an anniversary, our 50th year of making problems go away. You can finance your car, car insurance, and creditor life insurance all at once with a General Motors dealer who uses GMAC. Easily, quickly, at reasonable cost. So you can drive away thinking only happy thoughts. Isn't that what you really want? GMAC Financing. We uncomplicate things.
Good morning, everyone. Wyoming News is next. Larry Wakefield reporting.
Here's the latest up-to-the-minute news, presented by Adolph Coors Company of Golden, Colorado. Brewers of Coors. America's fine light beer.
Searchers today are still looking for the body of a 30-year-old man who apparently drowned in Wyoming's Keyhole Reservoir near Moorcroft. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department says the victim, Robert Lefty Husted of Gillette, was one of three men who went into the water Saturday when their boat capsized. Two other men, the victim's brother Dean and Dwayne Butcher, also of Gillette, were able to save themselves. Dean, a lifeguard, also attempted unsuccessfully to rescue his brother. The men who had been water skiing were about 75 feet from shore when the boat overturned. The water was 35 feet deep in the area. The Wyoming Natural Resource Board meets in Cheyenne today for the very last time. The 18-year-old board is going out of existence July 1st. Its duties will be taken over by the new Department of Economic Planning and Development. Roy Peck, executive director of the Natural Resource Board, is expected to take over as head of the new department. Two firms are expected to file formal protests today over the assessment made of their 1968 uranium production by the Wyoming Board of Equalization. The firms are the Federal American Partners and Utah Construction and Mining Company. The assessed valuation of Partners was set at nearly $2 million, and the assessed valuation of ore produced by the Utah firm was more than $5 million. State officials say a formal hearing probably will be set after the protests are filed. A Fort Laramie teacher goes before the school board tomorrow night in his own defense against dismissal proceedings. He is Dwayne Miller, an English teacher at Fort Laramie High School. The school board fired Miller last month for allegedly incompetency. The hearings will begin. That should be tonight, not tomorrow night, tonight. They were begun last Friday night on the dismissal order, continuing tonight. Expansion and remodeling of terminal facilities at Sheridan County Airport is being delayed by a shortage of materials. However, a spokesman for KWN Construction Company says the work will be completed in about 2 weeks. The remodeling and expansion work has been underway for about a month. The work at the Sheridan Airport, the terminal, is expected to cost about $25,000. We'll have more news for you in just a moment.
Discovered in 1862 by trappers, Yellowstone was designated as the nation's first national park by President Grant in 1872. In its area of 3,472 square miles, Yellowstone annually hosts nearly 2 million visitors. A spectacular mountain region, it is the site of nearly 3,000 hot springs and geysers, including the most famous of them all, Old Faithful. Endless varieties of wildlife live in the beautiful natural surroundings of this recreation area. Plan a visit soon to Yellowstone National Park. And at your next opportunity, try Coors, America's fine light beer. brewed with pure Rocky Mountain spring water, Coors is the one way to satisfy your thirst completely. Try Coors, available in handy can or bottle cartons.
Baccalaureate services were held last night for over 800 graduates of Natrona County and Kelly Walsh High Schools, and tonight will be commencement exercises for about 510 graduates at NCHS High School. Weather permitting, the program will be held outdoors in the stadium. Scheduled to speak tonight is Harry Roberts, the State Superintendent of Public Instruction. The Casper Kelly Walsh High School commencement program will be held tomorrow evening at 7:30 p.m. in the school gym, with Senator Gail McGee scheduled to give the address to the 308 graduating seniors. That's graduation tonight at NCHS and at Kelly Walsh. Tomorrow night, both commencement programs beginning at 7:30 p.m. Harold Ningen, who is the business agent for the Painters Local Union, number 370 here in Casper, told KD News yesterday that contracts had expired as of midnight, May 24th. That was Saturday night, and he told us that there would be no work without a signed contract by the Painters Local Union members. We'll try and get more developments and details on that later on throughout the day. Final news note, the director of the U.S. Bureau of Mines, John O'Leary, is expected to be in Rock Springs Wednesday to personally inspect damages caused by cave-ins of abandoned coal mines. Senator Cliff Hansen of Wyoming is to accompany O'Leary to Rock Springs. Senator Gail McGee inspected the damages last week. The congressmen are seeking federal aid to help cover the cost of the damages by the cave-ins. Larry Wakefield reporting.
The latest news has been presented by Coors, brewed with pure Rocky Mountain spring water. Thank you for joining us.
And it's time for the morning weather, brought to you each day at this time by Judd Tire Supply, 800 West Yellowstone Highway. Our time is 7:15. Wyoming's temperatures well above seasonal yesterday and again last night. High temperatures yesterday in the 80s dropped to the 40s and low 50s early this morning. Overnight lows ranged from 30 at Big Piney to 50 at Lander. Skies were generally cloudless during the night. Winds were reported calm in many areas of the state. Summer-like weather is forecast to continue through tomorrow. Temperatures in the western and northern counties will be slightly cooler Tuesday afternoon, but still above seasonal. Moisture will continue on the light side, occurring mostly as thundershowers occur afternoons and evenings. Here in our town, the Mile High City, the high yesterday was 85, and we had an overnight low reading of 46 degrees. The highest reading in the state yesterday was 86, recorded at Lander and at Douglas, followed closely by the Mile High City 85. Also, Moorcroft had 85, along with Warland with 85 degrees. The overnight low reading was 30 at Big Piney, the second cold spot in the state, 37 degrees, recorded at Evanston. We'll have a look at the local weather forecast and the five-day outlook for the Cowboy State after this from Judd Tire.
Gee, Miss Wiz, I just can't seem to get an order from old Mr. Whippet in there. Tell me, Miss Wiz, do I?
I hate to tell you, Fred, but you do have a case of...
Oh, no!
Yes, a case of bad tires. You need to see Bill Muller and the gang at the Judd Tire Supply, 800 West Yellowstone, where they have those famous Gates tires.
2 days later.
Well, Miss Wiz, I just sold a big order to old Mr. Whippet, thanks to you and Judd Tire.
Oh, good for you, Fred. And my Uncle Bill Muller thanks you, too.
Judd Tire Supply, 800 West Yellowstone Highway.
Now the Judd Tire weather, we switch to Environmental Services, U.S. Weather Bureau, Casper Air Terminal, and this report.
The forecast for Casper and vicinity, partly cloudy today, tonight, and Tuesday. Widely scattered afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms. Continued warm today and tonight, a little cooler Tuesday. The high today will be in the middle 80s, low tonight near 50. Chances of precipitation are 10% today, 20% tonight, and 30% on Tuesday. The five-day outlook for Wyoming, average temperatures Tuesday through Saturday are expected to range from a little below seasonal in the west to a little above normal in the east. Frequent temperature changes. Precipitation will be in the form of scattered showers and thunderstorms, most numerous around the middle of the week and near the end of the week.
That's your weather outlook for the Mile High City and also the five-day outlook on your Judd Tire morning weather. Larry Wakefield reporting for Judd Tire. Bill Miller and staff at 800 West Yellowstone, thank you for joining us.
More power. More fun. They just naturally go together on a rough and ready BSA 441 Victor Special. A bombshell of a cycle that's light, agile, but unashamed of its brute power. After Motorcycle Sales, Wyoming's foremost cycling center has today's Now Cycle. The muscle-bound beast from BSA, the 441 Victor Special. It has an improved gearbox that'll give you that extra that wins races. Get the versatile one, the BSA 441 Victor Special. From Casper Motorcycle Sales and Service, 1345 South McKinley.
18 after 7, 59 degrees.
It's a good time for the good sound of music with Larry Wakefield.
Rise and shine. Welcome to the Larry Wakefield Show on a Monday morning. Welcome back if you have been with us. For those of you who just woke up, good morning. 21 after 7, Fifth Dimension there, and those were the days. And that's a good album, too, by the way. The Age of Aquarius, the name of the album, survey rating number 9 in our fabulous 14 survey of albums. All right, as you know, who listen each morning to Katie, a little weekend warrior workout in the reserves. And there's one thing that sticks in my mind, and that's a little drum roll and then bit. Rise and shine, troops, come on. Actually, I should make fun of it. We've got a sergeant who's very tactful in the morning. He smiles very calmly, points to the bugler and says, knock it off. Then he does, and then he says, get out of the rack. And, you know, it's a nice way to wake up. Buy Jersey products, support the Wyoming economy.
If you think yogurt is just yogurt, you haven't found out about the great new Quality Check fruit-flavored yogurts. Not just for health food types and Weight Watchers, the new fruit-flavored varieties from Quality Checked come in real fruit flavors like ripe red raspberry, strawberry, cherry, peach, fresh pineapple. They're all so delicious, you'll eat them plain, like a refreshing low-calorie dessert, or served on a crisp, tender waffle. Busy career girls and housewives will have them for a quick, easy-to-fix lunch. And wait till the kids find out about this. Pick up an assortment of flavors soon. Quality Check's new fruit-flavored yogurt.
From Jersey Creamery of Casper, home of the very finest.
Katie, 1400 Casper.
23 after 7. Come on now, get a move on. It's a Monday. Probably have to be at work by 8 o'clock. Seniors, sack out. Unless you have a graduation commencement to the... Isn't that a little bit redundant, self? Commencement, graduation? Slap your face. Listen, if you have a practice or something, you better get out there. You don't want to blow it now after all those years. Can you? Oh, 12 years in high school. Here's a survey sound this morning for Mercy called Love Can Make You Happy. The kind of Dave put on his birthday. We'll sing Happy Birthday a little later on. And we've got a word about the paperback books that we're going to gather up for the servicemen and send them over to Vietnam. Operation Paperback, coming up from the Wake Bash on a Monday. Now, survey sound, love, number 2. Love, survey sound 2 this morning. Say, want to make everybody happy tonight? Well, surprise them with a watermelon feast. Safeway has sweet, juicy, red rye peacock watermelons at a plus special savings, 98 cents each. Take home one of these delicious beauties today. Ripe and ready peacock watermelons, 98 cents each. At Safeway, where you save money at low, low discount prices. Shop Safeway today. Safeway, Casper, Douglas, and Lusk.
Since we're neighbors, let's be friends.
Safeway.
Ba-da-doo-dop. That's a catchy jingle. I like that. Safeway. Since we're neighbors, let's be friends. All right. Are you kidding? Is it time again for this commercial liquidation insurance? Okay. The Mighty Bowlers up there. We give them a bad time. Max Ortiz and Matt Bernardis. We'd just like to pass along this little news note, friends. President Nixon has his right thumb in a bandage. The result of bowling over the weekend. Remind us of a guy at liquidation insurance that had his hand wrapped up. Mr. Nixon says it's the fifth time he's ever bowled. And you know what his score was? Oh, 204.
Well, let's see here. Liquidation insurance, 235-5703. Let's try that. 235-5703. Busy again. That Matt Bernardis and Max Ortiz are always busy at liquidation insurance. Of course, it's like they say, if you want a job done right, call on a busy man. And Matt and Max do know insurance, so I don't mind calling back. For insurance, bonding, or any insurance problem, it's Liquidation Insurance, members of the Wyoming Insurance Association, and the Independent Insurance Agencies of America. Liquidation Insurance, Casper, Wyoming. Let's try it again. 235-5703.
Liquidation Insurance. It's kind of early. Call back. I'm still sleeping. Get out of here. Bye.
Good heavens. All right. Whistle along with Wake. That's what's going to happen now. You have sing-alongs and dance-alongs and everything, but can you think of anything else that kind of rip you out of the rack with a whistling? Got that? Forget that. I'll give you the theme. It goes just like that. That's terrible. Do you ever try to laugh and whistle? Oh, well. Here we go. It's called Early in the Morning. What happened? What happened to my whistler? Oh, well. You do it. Smart aleck. Okay, let me try it. Good morning time. It's 7:30, and this is KATI Casper. We're glad you're with us today. Okay, let's just skip along here. Forget it. Smart aleck Yankee whistler, yee. Cover up yet, uncover up rose, buddy, buddy. Don't you cover up my whistle. Put your head right through that Yankee snare drum there. Be back in five with words about Operation Paperback coming up and more music.
This is Dimension on our changing world with Earl Nightingale. Brought to you in part by Casper Lumber Company, 404 East Collins Drive. Here now is Mr. Nightingale.
Thank you. Quite some time back, Roger M. Blau, one of the world's most highly respected business leaders and chairman of the board of the U.S. Steel Corporation, made a speech before the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce, and it was great. It was later condensed into an article which appeared in the Reader's Digest. And in his speech, Mr. Blau asked, "What is it that raises buildings tall against the sky, that provides American workmen with the most efficient tools of production in the world? What is the driving force behind our discovery of more useful and beneficial ways of doing things? What is it that provides over 72 million of us in the United States with the thing we need most, a productive job? What is it that gives our national security its industrial muscle to resist aggression that communists from Karl Marx to Khrushchev would have liked most to see destroyed in America, the easier to bury us? In our free society, the one great motivating force is the incentive we call profit. It is profit and the expectation of profit that distinguishes our mode of production and our manner of living. It is the tonic and energizer of our economic life stream. Why then, when profit is so important to everyone, do so many people criticize and downgrade it? Why is there so much misunderstanding about it? Why do we businessmen so often apologize for it? Why do we allow profit to be pinched, squeezed, siphoned away, and even slowly destroyed? Almost daily, we hear objections raised to profit that we know to be uninformed, yet we permit this economic dishwater to go unchallenged. A person paying a 10-cent profit on a dollar article wonders aloud why the article can't be sold for 90 cents. He needs to know that profit is not something arbitrarily added to value, but a necessary part of the article's price. It pays the firm's owners for the use of their tools, without which the article could not have been manufactured. It goes into research facilities, which improve the article's quality and bring down the cost of making it. Without profit or its expectation, the article probably would not have been made in the first place. Objections to profit come frequently from employees who see competition cutting into sales and think that trimming profits will improve the competitive position of their product. This is like tearing up the flooring for kindling to keep your house warm in winter. No one needs profits in a business so much as the worker who wishes to retain a job in that business. For out of profit come, among all the other things, the funds that strengthen the company and increase the number of jobs available. Recently, the American Telephone and Telegraph Company published the 10-year employment record of 50 large industrial companies. The study showed that the 25 most profitable companies had increased employment by 20%. During the same period, the 25 least profitable companies reduced employment by almost 10%. Well, I don't have time to give you his entire speech, but I think it's pretty clear, isn't it? And we shouldn't forget it. I'll be back in 1 minute.
Don't be a statistic. Stay home on the Memorial weekend and work on your yard and home. You'll enjoy the results for the rest of the year. Casper Lumber is headquarters for all your home and yard needs. They're offering these specials for the Memorial weekend. Portland cement, $1.59 a bag. Sheetrock, 4x8 foot, $1.59 a sheet. Glidden outside house paint, their best quality in both spread outside latex and endurance oil base, only $6.49 a gallon. Color weed trellis, 36 inch by 8 foot, $3.95. 24 inch by 8 foot, $2.95. Thinking of fencing? Don't miss this special on vinyl coated chain link fabric in forest green. 3.5 foot fabric, only 29 cents. A savings of 20 cents a foot. Casper Lumber's fencing department will help you with all your fencing needs, whether it's chain link, cedar, or redwood. Call them today. Casper Lumber will be closed on Memorial Day, and their sale ends Saturday, May 31st. So remember, stay home this Memorial Day. Improve your home and yard now, so you can enjoy it the rest of the year.
Only under the profit system can we know independence, ownership of property, savings, a rational planning of our lives, and the greatest of all, the freedom of choice and the courage to make it. This is Earl Nightingale. And thank you.
Copies of today's program are available at Casper Lumber Company, where you can see the new Home Improvement Center, 404 East Collins Drive. Listen every morning, Monday through Friday at this time, for Dimension on Our Changing World with Earl Nightingale.
Rise and shine, 24 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning time. On the Larry Wakefield Show. Here's Andy Williams.
Happy Heart.
There's a certain sound.
That's about as annoying as a rooster.
Always follows me around.
The rooster's had it, though.
When you're close to me, you will hear it.
At least until tomorrow morning, huh?
It's the sound of lovers here.
Mr. Andy Williams entertaining this morning, and that's called Happy Heart at 21 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning time from the Mile High City. A beautiful morning it is. 46, the overnight low, 85 high yesterday. We'll have the weather outlook in the current readings in a moment.
Enjoy fine chocolates? Nearly everyone does. For the finest and freshest in town, visit Don's Drugs. At Don's, you'll find a big selection of King's gorgeous gift boxes, Royal Collection, Golden Crown, American Queen, and many more. Don's Drugs also has a variety of King's take-home candies for gracious entertaining and family enjoyment. Stop at Don's Drugs today. Look over our display of famous King's chocolates. Don't forget, Don's is still providing dependable prescription service, too. Don's Drug, 1627 East 2nd.
Weather outlook for the Casper area at 20 and a half before 8, partly cloudy today, tonight, and tomorrow, with widely scattered afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms quite possible, folks. Continued warm today and tonight, and a little cooler tomorrow. High today in the mid-80s, overnight low near 50. The chance of precipitation, 10% today, 20% tonight, and 30% tomorrow. High of 85 yesterday, overnight low 46. We've got sunny skies, the wind is calm. Boy, it's a great day out there. 62 degrees currently, 62. From Katie in Casper on a Monday. Hope you have a good week. We know the graduates of NCHS tonight, Kelly Walsh tomorrow night, are going to be very happy getting their graduation certificates. What else is going on? Oh, yes, Operation Paperback. That's what we call, or are going to call it anyway. What we're going to do is, with your cooperation, you, the listeners, the public, citizens of the area, we're going to gather up as many hundreds of paperback books as we can and send them to the servicemen in Vietnam. We have found out through, of course, a little over a year ago, we sent a correspondent over there, as you'll recall, and we've kept in very close contact with many of the boys in Vietnam through sending them tapes and records and what have you. We had a letter-writing campaign to them a while back with Larry Payne. So now we have this, Operation Paperback. What we'd like you to do is to gather up your paperback books, those that are complete, of course, not just half, but in their entirety. We don't care about the covers particularly. It would be nice if they were in good condition, but mainly paperback books that you don't need. We know many of you have boxes of them. They're in the attic, in the garage, and what have you. You know neighbors that have them who are eventually probably going to throw them away. So here's a very good cause, very worthwhile. All you have to do to participate in Operation Paperback, Katie's first annual, we hope, but anyway, we'll call it the first collection of paperback books. Just bring them out to the radio station, if you would. We're right next to the Holiday Inn in north part of Casper. The Holiday Inn on F Street, really. Just bring them out to the studios anytime between 9 and 5 weekdays. Let's get this thing started off real big. See how many we can get for the boys in Vietnam. We'll let it go for a couple of weeks or so. And then get them over there so they can enjoy the paperback book. So let's do that. Spread the word, if you would, please. Have a coffee today or wherever you go at work, school. Let them know that Katie is collecting paperback books on Operation Paperback. Let's gather them all up. Maybe some of you groups would like to have a contest or something. And the only thing you'll get out of it is just exactly what we get out of it, and that's the satisfaction of knowing that we've perhaps brightened up the dreary days of those servicemen in Vietnam. So Operation Paperback is officially underway today. If you have any questions, you can call me here at Katie. Music continues in a few minutes. Right now, we'll make way for the sports scoreboard after this word and then Moments of Destiny.
Mile after mile after safe mile, General's Belted GTW is the longest mileage high-performance highway tire we've put on wheels. The secret, a twin belt of fiberglass and full plies of cool-running Nygen, General's patented processed nylon cord. The Belted GTW features 20% deeper tread than regular design tires. Built-in extra mileage to begin with. Two-ply fiberglass belts reduce tread squirm, offers up to 40% more mileage than General's conventional tires. The GTW Nygen cork carcass defies bruise impacts, combats high-speed heat buildup. The dual-action tread is the only dual tread in its field. Compound with General's Duragon tread rubber, an ideal blend of toughness and resilience. The Belted GTW features high-fashion styling. See the great Belted GTW at your General Tire Specialist today, Wilson General Tire Service, 846 West Yellowstone.
It's the Avis Sports Scoreboard, brought to you by Avis Rent-A-Car, downtown and at the airport.
Good morning. First of all, baseball in the National League. Atlanta defeated Philadelphia 4-1. Cincinnati romped over Montreal 7-2. Houston got by the New York Mets 6-3.